Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Your Pittsburgh Penguins did their job last night. The regular season came to an end at PPG Paints Arena. Marty was in attendance.
That was wonderful.
And connected with Penguins president Kevin Acklin. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing Kevin. Good. I'm sorry, Larry. Hey, Kevin, it's amazing. How many games are in a season, Kevin?
41 home games, 82 regular season. I'm at everyone at home and about half on the road. And I got to tell you, the energy last night, the fan base, Marty, you were there with us,
yeah.
With family and mine. And it's, you know, the team's doing really well. I think we have one loss in the last 12 games.
Wow.
So they're really peaking hard and doing everything we can, what we can control. But we need a little help tonight. We're leaving today. We're going to play the Islanders for the last regular season game. We got two teams ahead of us, the Wings and the Caps. We need them both to lose tonight, either in regulation or overtime. And if that happens, then tomorrow is we control our destiny that game. So,
hey, Kevin, this is a cliche, isn't it, Larry? But you say it comes down to one game. It's hard to imagine that in a season this long, if they would have won one more game, right,
know,
Kevin?
I'm sure.
You know, when you're at this point, it's hard not to think of those games back when we lost the teams that we should have, you know, beaten our sleep, so to speak. But, you know, this team is, you know, we had some ups and downs this season, and some of those downs are biting us here as we get in, you know, to the final game ahead of us. But coaches, Sid played another incredible game last night, Ned and goal. Carlson had a great game last night. You know, the whole team was there. The young guys, the bottom six, we call them, they're all stepping up. And, you know, I've never in my entire life, 47 years on this earth, have ever rooted for the Flyers, but tonight I will be. We need the Flyers, you know, to beat the Caps and the Canadians to beat the Wings. Canadians were up 4-1 last night over the Wings in the third period, and God bless, you know, kudos to the Wings for coming back and winning in overtime and putting themselves back in playoff contention. So. It's like March Madness for hockey.
Here we go. Yeah, big night, and then we'll see what happens. In the meantime, one of the coolest traditions in sport is the shirts off, you're there back, and that played out last night. I watched that on TV where the players literally give the shirts off their backs to some lucky fans.
Yeah, that's always a tradition. We've done that for years, going back to the old barn at the Civic Arena. And it's just really good to see the guys come on the ice and the players – you know, meet the fans right there, you know, near center ice. And I don't know if you saw the one guy come out in front of Sid, and he sort of bowed down.
Yes.
Like we all would.
I love it.
Yes.
But the guys love it. You know, during COVID, we weren't able to do it, you know, the way that we'd like to, but we're back, you know, in person, of course, and that's a nice send-off. So, you know, we'll be hitting the plane here at 2 o'clock this afternoon, going to Long Island, and, you know, we'll be coming out, you know, guns blazing tomorrow for a win, and let's hope we get some help tonight.
Hey, man, Pittsburghers are cynics by nature, very parochial as well. And so when the Fenway group comes in, this cynics say they're going to screw up the team. Quite the contrary. I mean, I don't go to a lot of events, as everybody knows here, but I'm blown away what they've allowed you, giving you carte blanche in terms of making that an even more amazing place to watch a game. Is that fair?
This, yeah. So the ownership group at Fenway, we're now in our second season under their control. And I can tell you, They're great owners. They really push us to put the fans first. Last summer, we shut the arena down for a month, and we put over $20 million into the building. They told me to basically put in the biggest screen we can that the roof would hold. And, it's all about game entertainment. We want people to come to the arena and feel good and spend time with their families and hopefully see a Pens win. But even if we don't come away with a win, we want them to be entertained. And that's everything that if you look at their ownership of the Red Sox and Liverpool, they commit to win and they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're putting me to work to make sure that the fans are entertained and the team has everything that it needs to win. And that's what we're here to do.
Well, you've certainly done that. That's the cool atmosphere, the whole experience is second to none in sports. So congratulations on that. We got our fingers crossed for you guys tonight.
And, Hold on, though. I got to ask him this, Larry, before he goes. There are folks out there who would suggest that they want them not to make the playoffs, so you blow up the team. What do you say about that?
Not at all. No, we're competitors. Every player in that locker room is committed, to winning now. There are realities of where we are as a team and getting older and the like that, we'll have to address in the long run. But, if this team gets in the playoffs, the energy's there. I mean, look at some of the quotes last night from Malkin and others. They believe in themselves, and that's what a winning team needs to be. And that's, where we are right now coming into our final game of the season.
Well, they've been a blast to watch, especially in the last 3 weeks here. So we'll see what happens. Kev, safe travels to New York, and hopefully it works out our way.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your support. Let's go, Pens.
Thank you, sir.
President of your Pittsburgh Penguins, Kevin Acklin.
I really like his wife.
Thanks to his support for Warmathon, because you had hosted some of our contributors and donors.
He's amazing. He never says no. He gave his, he has his, a suite there that, what's it hold, 20 people, and he donated it to them because he cares about making a difference. Really cool.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.